Blog Talk Radio.
So you want to blame me?
Gilroy?
Really? Rapper, who's an activist?
Yeah.
Lyrical, I'm a raptivist. Traded 2 chains for 1 go brain. Now I meditate to keep me sane.
Yeah.
In Cali, the label's called Death Row. 10-5 in Cleveland, we got Church Row. Superior, straight through St. Clair. Black churches every damn where. Some have neon signs, all collect tithes. But on the Ave ain't nothing but blight. So pastors, practice what you preach. Talk from pulpits, walk it in the street. Don't blame it on
black or black crime.
Don't blame it on
Art McCoy.
Don't blame it on
OPN.
Don't blame it on
Ernest Smith.
With a voice, so I'm not silent. Cleveland ranked 10th in violence. My city's at the top for job loss. We rebuilt downtown at what cost? Metamark and the convention center. How many of us will ever enter? Horseshoe Casino? Yeah, it looks hot. I can't afford to waste cash on slots. Since you told me to stop complaining, I went downtown and saw the mayor. Mr. Jackson, please help fix this. The mayor said it is what it is. Don't blame it on
Donna Brown.
Don't blame it on
Ken Lancey.
Don't blame it on
HJF.
Don't blame it on
GMS.
All you get is the truth from me. Our region ain't safe for the ladies. 11 dead on Imperial. Still no missing person unit. Black on black crime and Kathy Coleman. All wanna know what's the holdup. Michelle Knight, Barry, DeJesus. Trapped for years, St. Moore Avenue. East 93rd, new Twilight Zone. Jasmine Trotter, Christine Malone. Now look at this trash in EC. Deskins, Sheely, Rolla Theory. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung. Don't blame it on
Suave Gotti.
Don't blame it on
Shakespeare.
Don't blame it on
E-Max.
Don't blame it on
1008.
Don't blame it on
Tech Record.
Don't blame it on
Voice It Radio.
Don't blame it on
G-I.
Don't blame it on
Be No Good.
Don't blame it on
D-Gambit.
Don't blame it on
Karma Delay.
Don't blame it on
Beat Switch.
Don't blame it on
Urban Survival.
Don't blame it on
Black House.
Don't blame it on
Panther Party.
And you better not blame my mama, fool.
That's right, you better not blame my mama. As a matter of fact, wow, looking at all of these phone lines and phone numbers. Before I get into those, I just want to give a fair warning of what you stepped into. It's Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's Music Activism News. And, of course, that's Man in the Streets, Chapter 3, Verse 41. And that man, M-A-N, is an acronym, abbreviation for Music Activism News. And a number that you can call in, like, wow, 4 people already did. And I thank all the ones who listened online. Of course, we'll be going down the road from 216-242, 216-703, 216-772, 216-278. And the reason I'm putting that out there is because I know somebody's probably saying, I don't want to speak. But you have to listen to our 3 disclaimers to give you an idea of what you're dealing with. You see, disclaimer number 1, you get info on this show, so have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number 2, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen, but remember everybody, fair warning, this is an hour-long program. So at least have your bullet points or what have you. And disclaimer number 3, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time and talk to you and see what's on your mind, because I happen to feel that, you know, the Creator has allowed this program to exist because, hey, people have something to say, and we need to network with each other. So with that being said, please don't be shy when I come to you. This is like old home week. It's like family. So I'm going to see what's going on with that 216-242 number. That's a 216-242 number. How are you doing out there?
Man, I'm doing good. You know, this is McCall Baker from OGC Records. We in the building. And, you know, I'm just calling in, you know, to show this radio station some love. You know, you guys are doing good things. And, you know, we need to continue doing this. Like you said, we need to network so we can get out here, you know, and, you know, have our own businesses prospering. You know, that's what it's all about.
Man. So you never know what you might hear when you hear from somebody. So, you know, I always invite people and let people know that even though it's only an hour-long program, I'll do my best. If something happens and you really want to comment on something else, you can feel free to call back. But I have to ask you, man, the importance in your mind of networking and businesses prospering together.
Well, the importance is, you know, as a people, you know, that's one thing that we don't do. People walk past each other in the streets all day and don't even say hi. You know, you never know that one person that might be able to, you know, get your idea or get your company going. So you got to network, though. You know, it's all about, you know, socializing and, you know, doing you, you know, at the end of the day. Because nobody can really stop you but yourself.
Wow. Man, I appreciate you for speaking about that. Just for the simple fact, man, that is very important what you said. And before we do anything else, man, once again, what is it that you represent, label, all that good stuff?
The label is OGC Records, Only God Can Records. That's what we about. You know, time is on our side now. You know, we got a vision. It's all about progress. You know, success, that's what we represent. We represent success because that's what we are. You know, the plan is on the motion. You know, hopefully we'll get this show on the road. So while we orchestrating what we need to do, you know, I need the support from everybody in the community because, you know, when you see a billboard that says Only God Can Records, never give up on your dreams, know that that's real because if you never give up on your dreams, you'll be where you need to be.
Thank you so much again for those words of wisdom. Look forward to talking to you, and may you definitely hear some things this evening that you'll be able to take in as well. Thanks again, man.
Thank you.
No problem. Man, this program is starting off on a very, very powerful note. As a matter of fact, before I go to that 216-703 phone number, 216-703, give you a little bit of time enough to get everything together for you. I just want to, it'll only take me like a minute and a half, and I need to definitely, since I get told I don't give enough information, and that's all right. Maybe it's a reminder for me to continue to give information, so I just want to let people know that, of course, the Department of Collateral Damage, definitely the Department of Collateral Damage, definitely, they are doing something. Of course, my man Twan Billings and the All Out Riders speaking on women being unsafe. Definitely, they have free CCW, carrying concealed weapons permit classes. For definitely, the Violence Against Women's Coalition will be hosting in partnership with the Recoil Gun Club. Free training this month to the first 100 women to sign up, so you can definitely email TWONBILLINGS70@yahoo.com or 216-240-0135, sponsored by the Department of Collateral Damage, All Out Riders, Al Porter Jr. Yes, it's a shame it's come to this, but we have to be real when it comes to safety. So definitely check into that because those programs cost anywhere of up to $150 to $200-something plus dollars. But now, all the training, the people who are doing the training are doing that for free. So it's just like $65 for the materials that you need. So those classes are definitely filling up fast. And so I'm thankful to definitely be a part of that. Before I do anything else and get to that 216, like I said, I was going to that 703 phone number, and I plan on doing that. But before I do, I think I need to at least make sure that I get 10 things out of the way. Top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. Going before we get all the way up to number one, I'll say number 10, Brick, who's definitely in the building. Number 9, Sean Niggy Niggy Knock. Number 8, Beat Affected DJ Tech from that Scarface album. Lots of requests for that. Number 7, wow, debut of T-Rilla by request. Number 6, Emax the Image. Of course, he's the official DJ for OPN Events. Number 5, Black House Sounds. New video out and a song featuring Suave Gotti. Nice video itself. Number 4, Sheriff Kilroy, a.k.a. Al Porter. Wow, what happened last Friday night was very interesting. Number 3, my man Ronnie Beats successfully defended his title. More later. Number 2, entering in all of this, Mom and Pop Hip Hop, helping MC Brains and leading against the red light, speed light cameras. More on that in just a little while. And number 1, entering in OPN ENT, the Friday night concert, bar for bar, spot on Saturday. Let's see what's going on out here. And I'm just, like I said, I want to check out the 216-703 phone number. And for all the others who are online, we will be getting to you shortly. 216-703, what's going on with you out there?
Al Porter, man, out in the streets. What's up with it?
Oh, I'm doing quite well. What about yourself?
Well, I'm doing great. I have an announcement to make. When it comes to Blackout Sound Music, we about to take it to a whole nother dynamic. We about to move about this city. It's nothing here for us. A lot of small talk and a lot of small things. So where we at now with people, places, and things, we done. At this point, we going to try to go to a whole nother level. With the music, if that don't work out, I bet you when it comes to Joe Motley legacy, when it comes to artwork, you will see my art all around this world. So any way it go, when it comes to God will or any will or whoever will, just remember the talent that's around y'all and that help people do stuff in the heart that try to help people maneuver and do what they do. What's so sad about in Cleveland, you can record people, you can help people, you can do all these things, and then they turn around and they watch you go off or do this or do that, and they try to claim you a demon seed. But at the end of the day, they do nothing that you do. They waste no money to do it. They waste no pride, no energy, no hope, no determination. And then they talk down about Blackout Sound. So Blackout Sound is done with Cleveland, Ohio. And we about to go out of town, and we about to do bigger and better things. Because in this city, I see what it is. Don't nobody get it. And it's sad. And I love them all. I love them with my soul. God bless them all. Chelsea Motley Jr., peace.
Peace. And I can see that you're still listening online. And I'm glad that you're definitely listening online after the comment that you made, because wow, this takes me out of my character a little bit, but it's basically in character because I remember, wow, 10 years ago, it was 10 years ago, Hip Hop Workshop first started in January, and before I go to that, of course, my next phone call to deal with that, I remember being told, and that phone call would be a 216, of course, 772 number, but I remember hearing back in the day why things were not going to work, that I was an idiot for giving free shows, doing certain things would never pan out, people in Cleveland would never respect even the Spitbox and Freestyle Exam University, and then 10 years later, looking at the Ohio Hip Hop Awards, Lifetime Achievement Award, Damon Mumford Humanitarian Award, doing a few other things, Front Page of the Plain Dealer, Front Page of the Metro, Spot of the Plain Dealer on the same shows. That's the best type of thing when you let the creator also fight your battles for you and you don't go anywhere. Boy, does that make more people upset than a little bit. Or when, right before you do go somewhere, you still add on to your own legacy and your own dynasty. Because people try to determine your fate when they're not doing anything. It's so easy for me to point back at somebody and say, man, they need to do this, they need to do that. But if I'm not doing something, then of course I'm noticing that somebody else isn't doing anything. That's almost the law of the land. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take my time and go through my phone callers, see what's on their mind. I did say I was going to get to a 216-772 phone number, so now's the time for me to do that and definitely see what's going on with 216-772.
Hey, thanks, Al. I wasn't going to talk, but I only got four things to say.
It's okay, go ahead.
All right. How are you? First of all, beautiful day today. Did you get out and enjoy it?
Oh, yes. Definitely did that. I'll get into that for just a little while. But I definitely got a chance to get out there and enjoy that one.
Good. I want to thank Black on Black Crime and the others that have been protesting against the red light cameras, for one thing. I haven't been out there yet. Yeah, that's a good thing. Is that going to be on the ballot this time around or no?
Oh, yes, it is. As a matter of fact, I'll discuss that once you're off the phone. Well, I can say one good thing. Since you brought it on up, and I'll get it out of the way now and let people know that, of course, 2 weeks ago, we occupied East 71st in Chester and outlasted Councilman Jeff Johnson, who is for the cameras. And, of course, you know that last week we occupied East 40th Prospect cameras, and Councilman Zach Reed showed up alongside the Hip Hop Workshops MC Derek to say vote yes on issue 35 to get rid of the red light speed light cameras. Now, this week, the Occupy the Red Light Speed Light Camera removable team will be on Memphis and Fulton tomorrow. That's Memphis and Fulton tomorrow, where Mom and Pop Hip Hop's Mama Slim Jim will help lead it, and a lot of other Westsiders. And that's tomorrow at 4 p.m. because she realizes that the speed light cameras are illegal taxation without representation, because instead of arguing your case in a municipal court in front of a judge, you face a hearings officer. Then, after that, people can definitely come through to Spitbox's Freestyle Exam University at 3327 West 32nd and Sackett off West 25th, featuring Black House Sounds, plus a Money on the Wood MC battle, B-Boys, writers, graph battles, and a band of cameras after party all for $5. Now go right ahead, brother. It's on you.
And then thank you. And I hope to make it tomorrow, Memphis and Fulton, I believe. I'll check the Facebook, Memphis and Fulton, right? And
yes,
4 p.m. Okay,
yes,
good. And then secondly, I know that the Imperial Avenue murders yeah, commemoration is coming up on Wednesday, the 29th. So, people are going to gather and ask for safety and justice around, African-American women and people of lesser economic, stature being, not safe in the community. So women especially, of course. So I think people are still going to recognize the brutal murders and discovery of the bodies of the women on Imperial Avenue. So that'll be, 4 o'clock on Wednesday. Hopefully y'all can stop out there. And then Saturday, we got some more justice issues coming up. Don Freeman told me that that they're going to have a meeting at the African American Museum regarding 137 shots and some strategies to achieve more justice, equal justice on that issue, where only one officer of 13 shooters was, of course, accused of manslaughter, which is a slap on the hands when you consider the tragedy.
You didn't lie about that.
Yes, sir. There was one other thing. Oh, Well, my last fourth thing I was going to say, Al, and I'll be off the phone with you all
listen
in. Anita Rios is running for governor on a Green Party ticket, and it's a good year to vote Green because people aren't happy with the Dems, and they're not happy with the Rubs and the third party, Anita Rios. If we can get 2% of the vote, this will actually give a boost to third parties in general.
That's true.
In the election. So, you know, don't be afraid to vote Green this year. Okay.
I like that. And the name again for everybody to hear that.
Anita Rios, R-I-O-S, and her running mate for lieutenant governor, I believe they call it, is Bob Fertakis. I can't spell that for you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. All right. As long as they have one name, we can look it up. So I appreciate you
Absolutely.
For calling in.
Thanks, Al.
Thank you so much. You too. That's why I say even if a person may not intend on calling in, I don't mind picking up the phone, and I'm giving warning to that 216-278 phone number that I'll be coming to you shortly. But I do want to say that since he brought it up, today was definitely a good day because today at the Board of Elections, the Urban Educational Justice League took advantage of that weather, and we held a say no to the issue for a school levy. As General Donald Brown said, they're telling you half the truth. Issue 4 is not a tax increase. It is a tax extension that the Cleveland public school system passed years ago, promising to end in, of course, 2014. Instead, they wish to continue to pull money out of your pockets. So we were down there for that. Of course, look for information from the Brown Report newspaper. My man MC Derek from, of course, the Hip Hop Workshop was one of those who came through. And then since the Board of Elections was right across the street from Channel 5 newspaper, Channel 5 news station, we had to go over there to News Channel 5 and pull what we learned from our Palestinian brothers and sisters when they went to the news for not coming out there to cover them. And we went out there with a bullhorn to get on them for not covering the news and giving things fairly. So I just wanted to throw that out there and let people know, of course, we're enjoying everything. And if you like some of what you're hearing so far, you can use this same phone number of 646-478-0944 for, of course, Hood Tunes Radio on a Saturday at 8 p.m. That's Saturday, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Business 101 with Emacs the Image and, of course, Hood Talk, which is on Wednesdays, 9 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, same phone number, with Emacs and the Mindset dealing with international politics broke down to a local level. I know I was promising certain things. I'm still looking at that 216-278 phone number that's been very fair in holding the line. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. Once again, Black House Sound. Once again, how we doing out for the album streets?
Man, I'm doing wonderful.
How can you change numbers on me, right? I can do that. And I just want to let people know one more time, Black House Sound, honest to God, is about to grow up and be this elite group. I hope a lot of people been following us throughout the four years that we've really been trying to get up off the ground. Now, we don't know everything the industry know, as in what the industry know. That's something that we don't know. We local artists just like yourselves. But at the end of the day, we're trying. And I mean trying to get to that level. But at the end of the day, we're not trying no more. If you hear some of the new music in the last 8 months, I don't have to try anymore. I'm there. The thing about it is, if I stay in Cleveland and people tell me they can help me like this and they can help me and they don't ever do nothing and I'm wasting all this money. See, people get it twisted. They think that folks come with just raps. No, I come with raps, beats, orchestrating it, money. I come with everything, and I still get nowhere. So when people talk all this knowledge, once again, about where you make yourself be. I understand that. But at the same time, do you understand a force is bigger than what you are? And once you tap into that force, if they don't want you in it, you're not in it. And for years, and I can say about 12, I've been trying to get in it. And I've never been in it. And I'm not mad no more. I'm cool with it. I'm just about to move my little stuff out of town. I'll be like some of these underground artists that y'all hit, like Camille in there, somebody like that. Y'all know what I'm talking about, like Dave Chappelle. Now you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I'm not talking about, like, being, yo, Wayne, Jeezy, all these big labels. I'm not trying to do that. I understand. I care about the children that I see every day. I care about the people I see every day. And I'm not trying to mislead nobody in no force. I represent Jesus Christ before I represent my own soul. And this Black House Sound, Joseph Motley Jr., for the record. And where I'm at with Black House Sound, we didn't did things that's really good. Then we didn't, well, me, I didn't did things that's not too good because I'm a human being. But at the end of the day, I'm realizing it's all about God, and I rule nothing. Everything well, I think comes from
Jesus. I'm going to take the time to add on to what you said, that you've shown and exhibited the fact that you have definitely you allowed the Creator represented Jesus Christ in a lot of what you do. So when you do that, you cannot be stopped. So the one thing that I would tell a lot of people are is until you get that opportunity to move ahead out, one of the main things that we have now to help out any artist, before I leave this conversation,
that's fine,
deal with a few other things. The one thing that we have that I didn't have coming up into this, that we've tapped into this, my brother, is we have a beautiful gift of the internet. And the internet can help spiritual artists. It can help underground artists and cause you to have a major fan base. So when you get ready to make a move, or you'll have other people asking you to come to their town to perform, because I just want to share this hip-hop 101 real quick. When you hear from Big Moochie or Chris Bleek, a lot of people ask them by their music, and based on what they see, we'll pay for you to come down and perform for us. So they get paid to leave town and perform. So definitely use the internet to continue to get your product out until that move. And nobody can stop you, because as far as I'm concerned, you all aren't trying. Y'all are doing. So I give you props, man. And thanks for calling back.
That's funny.
Thank you. I appreciate that phone call to come back from my man, because he's definitely been representing and doing a lot of different things himself. As a matter of fact, I think I better get up here and let people know a couple of other things that are going on before I move to that next phone caller, because it's definitely time for me to do that one. And I'm definitely thanking people who call in, because I appreciate that. I'll be going to that 216-486 phone number very shortly, but I think I better let people know, since I'm looking at it. We'll go 101 new. We'll start with the new first and say that at the OPN People's Community Center at 15453 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio. Any events that you hear upcoming, you can reach at the number of 216-346-8652, such as 9 p.m. on November 8th. It's the Rags to Riches, hosted by Megan Boss Lady Connections. 9 p.m. November 21st, the November Man EP release, Birthday Bash for Solomon Kane, hosted by Suave Gotti. 9 p.m. November the 28th, it's the OPN Tribute to Al Porter and Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. Oh, wow. December 5th, it's the OPN Ladies First Holiday Hustle, featuring Lady Meatrice. And 9 p.m. December 12th, live in concert, Trap Boy Mannequin. And, of course, like I say, before I go to that 216486 and see what's going on, I just want to go back in time to say it was an honor to be at that October 22nd National Day of Protest to Stop Police Terror, Repression, and the Criminalization of a Generation. That happened the past week, Wednesday, where I got a chance to take that march from the Women's North Coast Pre-Release Center, or Women's Prison, at 30th and Orange to Public Square, carrying my own bars, like a set of a jail cell bars that were larger than me. And we got a chance to march down there. We stormed Cleveland State University's to at least get some people's attention on that. Thanks to the Lady Dynasty Motorcycle Club, my man Don Bryant, who was there. Of course, Chris Bennett, who's also radio, internet radio personality. And they pledged that Black Lives Matter, Latino Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, and to mass incarceration, police murder, torture in the prisons, criminalization of generations, we say no more. And, you know, basically speaking, to wrap it up, what I spoke about was, of course, the Ficker family. People remember Dan Ficker, Palmer Heights, or in Palmer. Police in Cleveland went over there, killed him. A lot of people said it was Dan Ficker's fault, had to be for them to come out. A lot of people said Trayvon Martin, it was his fault for being out late night in an exclusive neighborhood. 137 shots, people said it was their fault for fleeing in a police car. Michael Brown, some people said it was his fault for not halting. But when is it ever going to be our fault for not standing up, stepping up, speaking out, and at least dealing with some of the situations that are out there? If we don't deal with those, then that's definitely a major problem that we have to deal with. So, again, it was an honor to be a part of that, and I was very, very thankful to see all the people who showed up out there. Now, 216486, you have waited for so long. How are you this evening?
I am doing fine, sir. And I'm waiting for the main story. And I know you mentioned that you might do it, so I'm waiting for it. So I'll sit back patiently and continue to listen. Keep up the good work. And, oh, yes, vote yes for issue 35. Get rid of those red light cameras. Vote yes for issue 35.
Okay, can you repeat what you just said?
Vote yes for issue 35.
Okay.
Because they use trickery to try to get people think voting no on issue 35, that means you want to keep the cameras.
Wow.
And but if
Thank
you vote
you.
Yes, then you're voting to change the charter so they can get rid of them. And vote no on issue 4.
All right.
Because they're not doing anything with the money we've already given them.
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome, sir.
You know, I can say I appreciate when people call in because you never know what's going to be said. I'm still looking at that 216-219 phone number, but you never know what's going to be said. As a matter of fact, the 216-219 has been joined by of course, a 216-389 phone number. I'm very thankful. People are talking about the main news stories and all of that. I know next week we'll be dealing with proactive, reactive, and the Cleveland State Black Studies Department. OGC Records, definitely proud that they're there as well. The hip-hop workshop wrap-up from this coming week. As a matter of fact, some hip-hop history. Before I go into the next phone call, I do want to get out there and let people know that, of course, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated hip-hop workshop is scheduled for this Saturday at 1:45 to 6 p.m. at 1899 Main Classroom Building, 1899 Euclid. And that's, of course, 1899 Main Classroom Building, Large Room 136 on East 22nd Street in Euclid at Cleveland State University. So join us with your radio edits, rap, dance, gospel, musician, featuring DJ Dollar Rock, Hood Famous TV, and videos on our big screen. And before I get into, of course, the next couple of phone callers, I want to let people know real quick that you have the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings each Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. at 14715 Euclid Avenue storefront. And you also have the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show on voiceitradio.com Thursdays at 3 p.m. And you can check out the website of blackonblackcleveland.com. So, you know, I've done all this talking right in my mouth. Maybe I shouldn't have. Maybe I should have. I'm not sure. 216-219. How are you?
How you doing, Mr. Porter?
I am doing very well. What about you?
I'm doing well. It's back on the radio, second time since I've been back. I hear everybody talking about the camera lights. I would say some kind of true, don't not. I'm going to keep it to myself.
Right.
I don't want no major controversy coming. No.
Go ahead.
We need to get the camera light chickens off the streets. I mean, though, in the meantime, though, everybody out here in Cleveland, just do the speed limit. If you do the speed limit, you know, we can fight the power that's trying to destroy us, pretty much. That's all I got to say about that. I know we got that, we finally got that passed up to the White House, you know. So let's just keep on continuing, you know, pushing that forward. Though everybody, the young ones, talking to the young ones, old ones, let's just do the speed limit. Let's prove, you know, the other so-called power, you know, wrong about what they're trying to do out here in society, because it's like blackmailization and stuff like that. You know, as far as with, if we, for example, you know, Minner, they went and rallied and got that law quickly passed as far as with no camera light tickets, though. So you already know where the target is and stuff. So I'm just speaking from, you know, from another perspective as far as with the experiences, all right? You know, shout out to all the young suburbanites, you know, that's seen a lot of the controversy. I'm talking about the ones that come from the lower class to middle class up to the higher class. No subliminal, I mean, I ain't being funny or nothing like that. So, I mean, it is what it is. In the meantime, though, how you doing, Mr. Porter?
I'm doing great, because, you know, what was so crazy was I don't think the media would have followed us a second time when we did our rally to let people know about the red light, speed light cameras. But it was so crazy that when we were out there to watch cameras actually click and flash and no car had went past the light. It pulled up and stopped, and the light still clicked. So my thing is, I also fought a lot of the community for when the cameras were being placed in. People were more reactionary instead of in the first place saying, oh, so-and-so, no, you're going to put that in? We're going to vote you out. And as a matter of fact, coming from you, I respect what you're saying, because you were out there in the middle of politics, doing the walking and the talking alongside General Donald Brown and a few other things. So I appreciate you very much, brother.
No problem, man. No problem. It's like a whole other world out there. And I just want our young folks and our older folks to experience that. I mean, I've been mentored by a lot of the elderly ones as far as what's been going on. And, like, they've seen it firsthand, you know. It makes you very bitter inside, but at the same time makes you happy. So I like to see the change, you know, real talk. It really is a change, and everybody, you know, out here in society, we all should get ourselves together as far as what was going on and stuff like that. I mean, a lot of the stuff ended in 2012. I see things are still expanding. So let's just keep the strong message going, and I appreciate you, Mr. Porter, you know, best sheriff in town. You know,
and thank you, man, for at least listening and taking the time to teach dance. Where you got 30 seconds? Tell us where everything is going down, because people don't know.
16101 Waterloo. You can reach me at my My email, cyberbmiz@gmail.com. And that's basically it.
Thank you.
I get my
hey, man. I appreciate you, brother, very much. Thanks for calling back in, man.
No problem.
All right. That's, of course, my man, Major Taps. And, of course, definitely, if you haven't, take him up on his advice and hit him up because, of course, I call him what he put himself out there as, of course, the beatbox king and all that good stuff. So I have a lot of respect for him and everything that he's done. As a matter of fact, we have that. Oh, wow. I don't think I hit them up yet fully. And before I do, and I pick on that 216, of course, 389 number, I know I need to at least get into one issue before I get into announcements and stuff like that. So I want to really, well, they told me a main story, and the person who called gave me a main story. But I want to let people know real quick, this will take 2 minutes, Public Square to become a virtual parking lot, just in time for the Republican convention in June 2016. Now, I should be happy, since I think with the right side of my brains, and my birthday month is June. My right half of my brain teaches responsibility as well. You see, a $32 million radical makeover of 218-year-old Public Square will condense all bus stops, and it will be condensed to 8 on Superior Avenue. Now, you're probably saying, no big deal, but hold on a second. It will close Ontario Street and narrow, that's right, it will shrink Superior from 77 feet to 44 feet with bus traffic only, but will also close down during major events. Now, I applaud Satinder Puri. Satinder Puri has done a Leave Public Square Alone committee, who points out that urban environments, any makeover that doesn't address traffic problems can't be any good. Now, Satinder says that if you stand at Public Square's main intersection, you will see traffic has nowhere to go but create nightmares. Now, Satinder accuses the Cleveland Downtown Design Review Committee of being one of the rubber stamping bodies that approved the plans without having any ideas of the traffic makeover will have. Now, the City Planning Commission and Cleveland Landmark Commission, which Satinder claims is packed with cronies ready to serve City Hall and power business interests, approved the makeover. Now, there are 4 bus shelters along Ontario, 2 on the east, 2 on the west that cover the following, 21 bus routes. The bus routes include 3, 8, 9, 11, 14, 15, 19, 21, 38, 39, 39F, 57, 76, 77F, 79A, 79B, 81, 135, 239, 251, and 451. Ooh! There are 3 bus shelters on Superior Avenue, 1 on the north side, 2 on the south side, covering the following 18 bus routes, 3, 11, 20, 21, 22, 26, 35, 38, 39, 39F, 45, 45A, 79A, 79B, 81, 239, 246, and 263. There are 2 bus shelters on the perimeter, 1 on the west side and 1 on the south side opposite the casino that both serve the health line. Now, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I see a big problem. See, a month ago, I mentioned how the RTA, Regional Transit Authority, which has 4,000 buses, visiting Public Square serving 40,000 riders, hasn't agreed to the plan, as CEO and General Manager Joe Calabrese is not sure that the operating cost is far more than what the city projected. Wow, you think? Now, by closing Ontario Street and barring cars from Superior, you block 2 main arteries. Artery blockage. It looks like Mayor Jackson got his wish when he said in 2011 he wanted a bigger public square. His vision? Whew! Our nightmare. Man, that is scary right there. 216-389. I need to get off my soapbox. 216-389, you're on live. What's going on?
Good evening. This is Christian Clark, representing Network for Neighborhood Success and the Neighborhood Voice. Here's your weekly sports report, better known as The Pulse. This week, due to me being on vacation, I'm going to do a question and answering. Porter, please give me any questions or concerns you have dealing with sports this week.
Okay. Browns, are we possibly looking like a playoff contender?
The Browns. I mean, we are, but you got to understand who we're playing. We're playing the Raiders. I mean, I understand we lost to a team last, 2 weeks ago named Jacksonville Jaguars, who were 0-6, 0-7. But, I believe that we are personally a playoff team. I might be biased, but I believe that we are a playoff team. But me personally, I don't think we're going to get into the playoffs due to our division. We have the Steelers, Baltimore, and Cincinnati. Cincinnati is running away with it. They, even though they got hammered a couple weeks ago by the Colts, that they're going to run away with it. Baltimore, they're still a good team, and Steelers, they're basically the spoilers this year. So that's
okay.
How I feel about the Browns.
I like what you just said on that. You caused me to think a little bit. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask you, man, how did it surprise you how fast our whole region has forgiven LeBron James and fell right back in love with him?
I'm not surprised, but here's the thing with LeBron James and when it comes to Cleveland. The people that were more upset with LeBron were the businesses, as far as I'm concerned. Because you got to think.
Right.
LeBron is bringing in a billion dollars. Not a million, $1 billion back to Cleveland. Well, that's how much we lost. So basically, he's bringing back $1 billion. That means revenue to the businesses, revenue
to the black
communities, revenue to the white communities, and revenue to everywhere. This community, as far as Cleveland and Mentor and the cities around Euclid, they're going to get money. So the only reason why I say we, as a people, as far as adults, have taken LeBron James back so fast is because he's giving us money, in a sense. You know what I mean? He's giving us money. He creates jobs, himself alone. I mean, but the kids, I mean, I'm in high school. The kids never dislike LeBron. He's our favorite player. Like, it's LeBron.
Right.
but it's understandable. It's just about money, and that's like.
Right. I remember back in the day, even though, and you brought up a very interesting point coming up, even though he beat us and we might not have been too happy about losing, I remember a lot of the teens were still amazed at Michael Jordan. So I feel you on that. A lot of the adults weren't that happy because he stopped the Cavaliers for 2 years, but a lot of us were like, wow, did you see him fly through the air? So I feel you on that. You know, and my other question, I have to go back just a little bit and ask you, man, what do you see, quote unquote, Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel, fitting into all of this right now? Because right now, he is being paid very highly to sit on the bench. He has a major, major T-shirt, or should I say jersey sales. How do you see things coming to a head? You know, with what you see with, of course, Johnny Football.
All right, here goes Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football. This is the thing when it comes to Johnny Manziel. He's only a rookie. A lot of rookies don't make it in this league. Us personally at the Browns, we done went through a lot of quarterbacks.
We have a lot.
So, I mean, you don't break. You don't fix nothing that ain't broke. Brian Hoyer is what, 7-3 now, 8-3 as a starter with the Browns.
Yes, sir.
If he's working, you gotta leave him. But if Brian Hoyer was messing up, best believe Johnny Manziel, he's going to be playing. But we're 4-3 now.
Right.
I mean, when have we ever had a, like, honestly, other than the year we had Brandon Edwards and Derek Anderson and Jamal Lewis, we haven't. we haven't had a winning record in a long time, and you have to leave that quarterback in. You can't put Johnny Manziel in right now. You just can't do it.
Oh, man, I thank you very much for calling in, answering the tough questions. I see you not only continuing to do well in school and on the, of course, gridiron field, I can see after that you having a nice little run as a head coach because you tell it like it is and you break things down. So continue to do what you're doing, brother. We appreciate and respect you.
I appreciate everything you're doing for me, too, and the community.
No problem. Again, who are you and who do you represent?
The Man in the Streets and Network for Neighborhood Success.
Thank you so much, my brother. Hey, hold the line for just a few moments. We'll be right back with you shortly. As a matter of fact, probably play a track or two if we get a chance into doing that. But I want to definitely give this announcement while I see it in front of me that on October 31st, whoa, that's this coming Friday, Getting Brains Entertainment and Mom and Pop Hip Hop in association with the BME Music Group and Urban Survival ENT presents the Dress Pants and Chucks Mixtape Performance Halloween Party featuring Cleveland's first platinum MC, Brains Davis, formerly MC Brains, music by DJ Chicago, hosted by Arrogant, the Fantasy Nightclub at 11802 Detroit Avenue, Lakewood, Ohio. Doors open at 9. Performances start at 10. Costumes are welcome, but no mask. Yeah, it makes sense to me. Ages 21 and up, $10 entry. So I wanted to throw that out there and also let people know, going to the future and going back to the past and letting people know that it was an honor to perform at last Friday's Anais Smith House Fire Relief Fund benefit featuring T. Rilla, Chris Bleak, Riff Raff, Ray Clark, King Swisher, Solomon Kane, Big Merle, and several others, including Indica Spitz, who let the world know that there's only one U.S. called Urban Survival. Also in the house was Hood Famous TV, DJ Dollar Rock, Ronnie B., who successfully defended his title, Winning Money, and also Mom and Pop Hip Hop also came out and filmed Alfred Porter, a.k.a. Sheriff Kilroy, as he paid tribute to former Clevelander AMG, who moved to Cali to record with DJ Quick. You can see and hear the performance on my Facebook page. Yes, I know, selfish promotion. Of Alfred Porter, JR, period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And if you know what you're doing as an artist, it doesn't matter if you go on first. Because my message on voting yes to get rid of the red light, speed light camera traps, East Cleveland and Cleveland mayors and Officer Brillo still got through. So, you know, before I play this little short song, I think since she has something coming up, she was a Cypher winner and all of that beforehand, let's put on Lady Meatress.
See, I'm not letting it bang the shoe or killing it, you know what I'm saying? I'm letting it bang to celebrate Lady Meatress, spice it up being in the motherfucking building.
See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucking bang, let it bang.
front with the 4-5. That's 9 lives. 38 snub nose, leave it at 11 times. 20 victims, that's 11 plus 9. When it rains, that show damn sign. Black, white, or Puerto Rican, see I'm colorblind. Grew up after, so don't cross that line. Get them every time, only 23 in my prime. Been a bad dime, and a mug from the Amazon. I got the ring after the heat, so I guess I am the grind. Green for the money, go for the honey, Bishop Don Wine. What Beyonce say? Bitch, bow down. A dog from a puppy. Call me bow down.
See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker, bang. Let it bang, bang, motherfucker, bang. See, I'ma let it rain, motherfucker, rain. Make it rain, rain, motherfucker, rain. See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker, bang. Let it bang, bang, motherfucker, bang. See, I'ma let it rain, motherfucker, rain. Make it rain, rain, motherfucker, rain. Since age 11, this game chose me. Six sidelines, only 2-4-3. Yeah. The soul of my craft, call me Little Kobe.
Yeah.
Listen to my words, man, you could OD. Yeah. But for Little Wayne said it, I had no worry. A blessing to this world, like the cage bird who sings. Yeah. Send a diamond in the rough, just waiting to be queen. Yeah. I finally said it's enough, I was born to do my thing. See, it's now or never, so oh my God, a bridge. All the trophies that could fit on my mantelpiece. Don't just in the storm, make it a catastrophe. Yeah. Let the sun shine after the tragedy.
See, I'ma let it bang, bang, motherfucker, bang. Let it bang, bang, motherfucker, bang.
See, I'ma let it rain, motherfucker, rain. Make it rain, rain, motherfucker, rain. See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker, bang. Let it bang.
And of course, real quick, before I go and give somebody maybe the last 30 seconds, I see a phone call pop back up. I do want to let people know that the Art McCoy Radio Show is on Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m., WERE 1490 a.m. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. SOTC Radio Tonight, WCSB.org, 1 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time on 89.3 FM. You might hear one of my other controversial tracks that I've done. Won't tell you which one. 216 Radio is on Saturdays, midnight, 89.3 FM, on, of course, the same station, WCSB page of Blog Talk Radio for D Gambit Radio and Boy Restless Radio. So, you know, I've gotten through a few things. I want to see if there's another 30 seconds left from this 216-389. Yes?
I don't think. Actually, I know.
Which lets me know one thing, and that is.
Hello?
That they definitely wanted to call back and listen. So what I think I will do is send out this next particular track, because I before definitely tuning in tonight. I appreciate that, because by doing that, you really helped out with a whole lot of things. I think I'll take you out with my main man who won the title. Well, he won it a few weeks ago, has defended it, will be at Spitboxes with his belt probably to show it off, as well as the Hip Hop Workshop, and the Who Has the Power Radio. I love the name of that. Who Has the Power Radio, 7 p.m. Mondays, Cleveland Standard Time at 914-338-0665. And with that being said, let's hear some Ronnie B. Whatever.
10-08 Vision. You ain't ready for this. Hey, Dad, I love you for this beat, man.
Whatever. How you want it? Lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever. How you want it? Lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever. How you want it? Lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever. How you want it? Lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever. Deadly and worthless.
the dark. You come against me, I take my teeth and you like a shark. I execute my words so good, you'll think I was Aristotle. You rapping like an infant, so go suck on your bottle. See, if I ran for president, I win it by a landslide. You step to me and you end up on your backside. You wanna battle me, that's committing suicide. Cause you see, I kill you quicker than some cyanide. I'm Mr. Ronnie B. Better yet, that name is Ron. I'm that lyricist, a poet. Better yet, I'm a phenomenon. This is what I say before I jump in the sack. You better call your chiropractor, cause I'm breaking your back. See, you have to keep in mind that I'm the Mac Daddy boss. And my loving is more tender than the songs of Luther Vandross. I'm always getting paid, I never worry about salaries. I got more rhymes than your body got calories. You 6 feet in the grave, cause you couldn't handle my vocal tone. I beat you punk, that's what they writing on your tombstone. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever,
bring up my rhymes to say them as your own, but now it's all over. Your game is blown. Adoption of my lyrics for your very own reason. Sucker, don't you know that that is called treason? You heard how hard I am, and now you come a running, but you boo-boo on yourself when you hear this ruler coming. I'm steady getting famous by the suckers I serve. I'm like a butler for a rich man, serving guests like hors d'oeuvres. Anytime you need a man, take a look in my direction. From head to toe, I'm nothing but perfection. After hearing me rap, you say I'm well gifted. My phone book is so heavy, Schwarzenegger couldn't lift it. I'm so bad, and yes, I'm hitting hard, yeah. I manifest the funky styles like a grizzly bear. Mr. Ronnie B, yeah, I manifest these funky sounds. I'm getting paid while you at home watching Charlie Brown. You getting old, so I suggest that you retire before I cut you up and slice you up like barbed wire.
Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. Whatever, how you want it,
whatever,
how you want it,
whatever,
how you want it,
whatever,
how you want it,
whatever,
how you want it,
whatever,
yeah.